Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we focus on fathers today. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You today for establishing the standard as the ultimate Father. Thank You for Your love that sent Your only Son to die for our sin and providing adoption of us as Your children. As our Father, You lovingly guide our steps. You forgive us. You provide all our needs. You discipline us lovingly with instruction. And You have provided a place for us, a home in heaven with you. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you. As we focus on fathers during this call to worship.
Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, I bow down before you. Heavenly Father,
send the
This is Call to Worship.
Holy Spirit, thank you for
Thank you again for joining us on Father's Day for this call to worship. We appreciate your prayer support and donations to this ministry. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. If you appreciate this ministry, I invite you to send your tax-deductible gift to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. Once again, that address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. There are several ways you can learn more about this ministry. Our website is calltoworship.us. It contains an opportunity for you to subscribe to a weekly email that includes a brief look at the devotional and a link so you can download and listen to that week's program. That allows you to listen to the program whenever it's convenient to you and allows you to hear this ministry even if it's not on a radio station in your area. And our website also gives you access to the archives of past programs as well as other information. Our Facebook page is a good opportunity for you to connect with other Call to Worship listeners and to find out what the topic is for the next week's program. May our God continue to richly bless you as you join us for a call to worship.
and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's word. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas. His hands the wonders wrought.
This is your call to worship.
Praise you, and when you speak, the mountains.
What is a father? A father is one who feeds and supports or exercises paternal care over another. God is called the father of the fatherless, the first ancestor. Adam was the father of the human race. Abraham was the father of the Israelites. What are the attributes of a father? Merciful and compassionate. So we read in Luke chapter 6, "You must be compassionate just as your father is compassionate." A father should love his wife. Love your wife, the mother of your children. Colossians 3 tells us, "Husbands, love your wives and never treat them harshly." Ephesians 5, "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church. He gave up his life for her." Ephesians 5, verse 28, "Husbands ought to love their wives as they love their own bodies. For a man who loves his wife actually shows love for himself." Encourage your children, fathers. Bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Ephesians 6, 4, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord." How should we act toward our earthly father? Ephesians 6, verses 2 and 3, "Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on the earth." Praise God, there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and he is our Father in heaven. He will never leave or forsake us. Jesus Christ had a lot to say about our Heavenly Father, as found in the book of Matthew. Here are just a few observations Christ made. We should praise the Father for His good deeds, and earthly fathers for theirs. Our Heavenly Father is forgiving, and fathers should forgive others, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. Our Heavenly Father feeds us, meets our material needs. As fathers, we should work hard to meet the needs of our families and those around us. Our Heavenly Father knows our needs. Fathers should watch out for the need of others. Our Heavenly Father gives us good things when we ask. When our family asks, always give them the best. Our Heavenly Father knows those who are His. Work hard to really know your family. God's discipline is always good for us. As fathers, we should discipline with instruction and in love. So says Hebrews 12, "Since we respected our earthly fathers who disciplined us, shouldn't we even submit more to the discipline of the Father of our spirits and live forever?" And Hebrews 12, verse 10, "For our earthly fathers disciplined us for a few years, doing the best they knew how. But God's discipline is always good for us, so that we might share in His holiness. Our Heavenly Father does not want any of us to die. As fathers, we should do all we can to protect our family and teach them the gospel so that they will not die a spiritual death and miss out on eternity with our Heavenly Father. Matthew 18, "In the same way, it is not my Heavenly Father's will that even one of these little ones should perish. Our Heavenly Father has given us His Spirit. It would be the ultimate good gift for a father to lead his family to Christ and watch as they grow in grace and the knowledge of God and His Spirit." Luke 11, "So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?" Our Heavenly Father has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. We should study the Word and pray so that we can be a blessing to our families. Ephesians 1:3, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing of the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ." Folks, God has used and is using your father to conform you to His image. No matter how good or bad your father has treated you, we're told in Romans 8:28 and 29 that it's all good because it is being used by God in our lives. And be thankful for the absolute perfect Father, our Heavenly Father, who loved us so much that He gave His only Son to purchase our salvation, saving us from sin and making a way that we can spend eternity in heaven with Him, our Father.
I trust in God, I trust in God.
Father. pilgrims on the journey of the narrow road. And those who've gone before us line the way, cheering on the faithful, encouraging the weary, their lives a stirring testament to God's sustaining grace. Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run the race not only for the prize, but as those who've gone before us, let us leave to those behind us the heritage of faithfulness passed on through godly love. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. After all our hopes and dreams have come and gone, and our children sift through all we've left behind, may the clues that they discover and the memories they uncover become the light that leads them to the road we each must follow.
Our call to worship topic this hour has been fathers. Thank you for listening. Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry. It is your continued prayers and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on the internet and on your local station. Please consider a gift to this program. This is an especially challenging time for us, and we would appreciate hearing from you. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on the website. Our website address is calltoworship.us. That's calltoworship.us. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page as well, and that'll give you an opportunity to get a heads up on the topic for next week's program. Thank you for your support. I look forward to spending time with you again next week. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says our Heavenly Father, the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope.
Deliver.